College English Test, Band 4. Model Test 3. Part 3. Listening Comprehension. Section A.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 8 short conversations and 2 long conversations. At the end of each conversation, 1 or more questions will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the questions will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
11.
Good evening, sir. Here is the menu. Would you like to order now?
Yes, but I'm in a rush. Can I be served out of here in half an hour?
Question. Where are the speakers?
I thought it would be fun if we all went to see that new movie downtown.
Count me out. I've heard it's not worth the money.
Question. What does the woman mean? 13.
Jane has written some articles for her research project.
So she has finished them.
Question. What had the man assumed about Jane? 14.
I wonder if a problem like this can be solved by Linda.
Well, if she can't solve it, no one can.
Question. What can be concluded from the conversation? 15.
I'm going to ask the janitor to clean the lobby.
Would you ask him to wash the staircase as well?
Question. What is being discussed?
16.
One piece of cloth is pure wool, and the other is a synthetic fabric.
Amazing. I really can't tell them apart.
Question. What does the man mean? 17.
Has the latest Shanghai Daily arrived yet? Today is already Tuesday.
Sorry, it's late. Probably not till the day after tomorrow.
Question. On what day of the week will the newspaper arrive?
18.
Remember to act naturally when you're on camera.
How can I be natural in front of 10 million viewers?
Question. What kind of camera are they talking about?
2 long conversations. Conversation 1.
Is that a map? Are you going sailing or something?
I wish. It's a hurricane tracking chart. It's a map of tropical ocean areas southeast of us. It follows the development of tropical storms, even hurricanes. They develop in the Caribbean and move around the Atlantic and here on the Florida coast. We got hit a lot by those winds or rain in July or August.
Do you think that the tropical storm is on the way?
Too early to tell, but we need to be prepared. The radio mentioned possible evacuation routes.
Really? It's that serious?
You'd better believe it. Late summer is hurricane season. The television updates locations and speeds every hour.
What did they say is out there now?
A couple of tropical depressions, 2 storms, and 2 hurricanes.
What's the difference?
Wind velocity. A depression is the least serious, actually, and a hurricane is the most serious.
How serious are the winds in hurricanes?
They have sustained winds of 74 miles per hour and up.
What are the names on the map?
David, Arlene, Francisco, and Gina.
You know, weather forecasters give the hurricanes the names of people to make storms easy to identify.
I wonder what the status of the storm is now.
You can turn on the television. It has the best coverage. There is an update coming up in 5 minutes.
Questions 19 to 22 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
19. What is the conversation mainly about?
20. What's the weather of late summer?
21. How is one tropical weather system distinguished from the other?
22. How do weather forecasters identify hurricanes?
2.
I am so relieved I just finished the story I was working on for our creative writing course.
I haven't quite finished mine yet. I had trouble getting past the beginning.
How come?
Well, I was really happy to be writing a detective story, but after the first few pages, I sort of froze up mentally. I just couldn't write anymore.
The same thing happened to me. I thought it meant I lack imagination.
Well, Professor Wilson said it's pretty common for writers to get stuck like that.
You went to talk to her about it?
Actually, I went to ask for more time to finish the assignment. But instead, she gave me some advice about how to keep from getting stalled writing like that. She said that the first thing I should do is just write anything that comes into my head, even if it doesn't make any sense. Sort of warm-up exercise.
That is interesting. When I got stuck, I shift to something else, you know, do some work for one of my other courses.
Well, her methods seem to have worked for me. I've written most of the story, and I should be able to hand it in on time. But first I need to go to the jewelry store.
You are going shopping? Can't you wait until you finish your story?
I am going there for my story. My detective solves a jewelry store robbery. So I want to take a look at how the jewelry cases are arranged, where the security cameras are located, that sort of thing.
Questions 23 to 25 are based on the conversation you have just heard.
23. What was the woman's problem?
24. What did the professor tell the woman to do?
25. Why is the woman going out?
2.
Directions. In this section, you will hear 3 short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on answer sheet 2 with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. The dog has often been an unselfish friend to man. It is always grateful to its master. It helps man in many ways. Certain breeds of dogs are used in criminal investigations. They are trained to sniff out drugs and bombs. They help police to catch criminals. The dogs that help in criminal investigations are trained at a school called the Military Dog Studies Branch of the U.S. Air Force in Lackland, Texas. The dogs to be trained are selected by an Air Force team. This team visits large cities across the country to buy the dogs. They may buy dogs from private citizens for up to $750 each. Some citizens freely give their dogs. The dogs selected must be healthy, brave, and aggressive. They must be able to fight back if they are attacked. The dogs chosen are between the ages of 1 and 3. They are given a medical examination when they arrive at the school. Their physical examination includes x-rays and heart tests. The trainee dogs undergo the first stage of training when they arrive in Lackland. This is an 11-week course for patrol duty. After this course, the best dogs are selected to go on another 9-week course. They learn drug sniffing or bomb sniffing. After this course, the dogs are ready for their jobs in the cities or on Air Force bases. The training given to a drug-sniffing dog is different from that given to a bomb-sniffing dog. A drug-sniffing dog is trained to scratch and dig for the drugs when he sniffs them. A bomb-sniffing dog sits down when he finds a bomb. That is the alert for hidden explosives.
Questions 26 to 28 are based on the passage you have just heard.
26. How are the dogs obtained for training?
What is the first stage of training for the dogs?
28. What do dogs learn during the 9-week training?
2. From this lookout, we enjoy one of the most spectacular views of San Francisco. As you can see, the city rests on a series of hills varying in altitude from sea level to 938 feet. The first permanent settlement was made at this site in 1776. For 13 years, the village had fewer than 100 inhabitants. But in 1848, with the discovery of gold, the population grew to 10,000. The same year, the name was changed from Yerba Buena to San Francisco. By 1862, telegraph communications linked San Francisco with eastern cities, and by 1869, the first transcontinental railroad connected the Pacific coast with the Atlantic seaboard. Today, San Francisco has a population of almost 3 million. It is the financial center of the West and serves as the terminus for trans-Pacific steamship lines and air traffic. The Port of San Francisco, which is almost 18 miles long with 42 piers, handles between 5 and 6 million tons of cargo annually. And now, if you will look to your right, you should just be able to see the east section of the Golden Gate Bridge. The bridge, which is more than 1 mile long, spans the harbor from San Francisco to Marin County and the Redwood Highway. It was completed in 1937 at a cost of $32 million and is still one of the largest suspension bridges in the world.
Questions 29 to 31 are based on the passage you have just heard.
29. According to the tour guide, what happened in 1848?
30. What is the population of San Francisco today?
31. How much did it take to complete the construction of the Golden Gate Bridge?
3. For good or bad, computers are now part of our daily lives. With the price of a small home computer now being lower, experts predict that before long, all schools and businesses and most families in the rich parts of the world will own a computer of some kind. Among the general public, computers arouse strong feelings. People either love them or hate them. The computer lovers talk about how useful computers can be in business, in education, and in the home. Apart from all the games, you can do your accounts on them, use them to control your central heating, and in some places, even do your shopping with them. Computers, they say, will also bring some leisure, as more and more unpleasant jobs are taken over by computerized robots. The haters, on the other hand, argue that computers bring not leisure, but unemployment. They worry, too, that people who spend all their time talking to computers will forget how to talk to each other. And anyway, they ask, what's wrong with going shopping and learning languages in a classroom with real teachers? But their biggest fear is that computers may eventually take over human beings altogether.
Questions 32 to 35 are based on the passage you have just heard.
32. What does this passage mainly talk about?
According to the passage, what is not mentioned about computers?
34. What is the biggest fear of the computer haters?
35. What's the speaker's attitude to computers? 6. Directions. In this section, you will hear a passage 3 times. When the passage is read for the first time, you should listen carefully for its general idea. When the passage is read for the 2nd time, you are required to fill in the blanks numbered from 36 to 43 with the exact words you have just heard. For blanks numbered from 44 to 46, you are required to fill in the missing information. For these blanks, you can either use the exact words you have just heard or write down the main points in your own words. Finally, when the passage is read for the 3rd time, you should check what you have written. Now listen to the passage. Development banks are international lending groups. They lend money to developing countries to help fuel economic growth and social progress. They are not part of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, or the United Nations. The money comes from member countries and borrowing on world markets. Development banks provide long-term loans at market rates. They provide even longer-term loans at below-market interest rates. These banks also provide technical assistance and advice. There are 4 main ones. The oldest is the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. It began in 1959. President Juscelino Kubitschek of Brazil had proposed a bank to aid economic growth in the Americas. The Organization of American States agreed. Today, the bank is worth over $100,000 million. It holds only 4% of that. The other money is guaranteed by its members. 47 countries around the world own the bank. The United States owns 30% as the largest shareholder. 26 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean borrow from the bank. The African Development Bank has its roots in an agreement signed in Sudan in 1963. It is based in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. There are 24 members in the Americas, Europe, and Asia, in addition to the 53 in Africa. The country with the most votes in the bank is Nigeria, followed as of July by the United States, Japan, and Egypt. The Asian Development Bank started in 1966. It is based in Manila, in the Philippines. There are 63 members, mostly in Asia. Like all development banks, it is supervised by a board of governors. Now the passage will be read again. Development banks are international lending groups. They lend money to developing countries to help fuel economic growth and social progress. They are not part of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, or the United Nations. The money comes from member countries and borrowing on world markets. Development banks provide long-term loans at market rates. They provide even longer-term loans at below-market interest rates. These banks also provide technical assistance and advice. There are 4 main ones. The oldest is the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. It began in 1959. President Juscelino Kubitschek of Brazil had proposed a bank to aid economic growth in the Americas. The Organization of American States agreed. Today, the bank is worth over $100,000 million. It holds only 4% of that. The other money is guaranteed by its members. 47 countries around the world own the bank. The United States owns 30% as the largest shareholder. Twenty-six countries in Latin America and the Caribbean borrow from the bank. The African Development Bank has its roots in an agreement signed in Sudan in 1963. It is based in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. There are 24 members in the Americas, Europe, and Asia, in addition to the 53 in Africa. The country with the most votes in the bank is Nigeria, followed as of July by the United States, Japan, and Egypt. The Asian Development Bank started in 1966. It is based in Manila, in the Philippines. There are 63 members, mostly in Asia. Like all development banks, it is supervised by a board of governors. Now the passage will be read for the third time. Development banks are international lending groups. They lend money to developing countries to help fuel economic growth and social progress. They are not part of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, or the United Nations. The money comes from member countries and borrowing on world markets. Development banks provide long-term loans at market rates. They provide even longer-term loans at below-market interest rates. These banks also provide technical assistance and advice. There are four main ones. The oldest is the Inter-American Development Bank in Washington, D.C. It began in 1959. President Juscelino Kubitschek of Brazil had proposed a bank to aid economic growth in the Americas. The Organization of American States agreed. Today, the bank is worth over $100,000 million. It holds only 4% of that. The other money is guaranteed by its members. 47 countries around the world own the bank. The United States owns 30% as the largest shareholder. 26 countries in Latin America and the Caribbean borrow from the bank. The African Development Bank has its roots in an agreement signed in Sudan in 1963. It is based in Abidjan, Ivory Coast. There are 24 members in the Americas, Europe, and Asia, in addition to 53 in Africa. The country with the most votes in the bank is Nigeria, followed as of July by the United States, Japan, and Egypt. The Asian Development Bank started in 1966. It is based in Manila, in the Philippines. There are 63 members, mostly in Asia. Like all development banks, it is supervised by a board of governors. This is the end of listening comprehension.